But I also like to talk about trust. Trusting in the universe, trusting in God, trusting in yourself. So it started with an idea, and it started with a level of trust that I began to explore avenues of opening up the UK. And I called an advertising company. Didn't know what it was going to cost me, didn't know where it was going to lead, didn't have all the answers, but I trusted Corey. I trusted that somehow if I made a decision, the rest would unfold. So now not only did I do the advertising, I now got Cutting Edge Media helping me with UK advertising. I now have sizzle calls. I now have training calls for the UK. I now have a UK team. All kinds of things are happening. But I didn't have to have it to be perfect. I didn't have to know all the answers up front. I didn't have to have it well planned in order to trust and follow on an idea. So trust is paramount in your personal growth and development. Trust in yourself, trust in your intuition, trust on your inner voice, trust in God, trust in the universe, and move forward. Just move forward and let the rest fall into place. Even when you're prospecting, trust that you're going to have the right answers. Trust that you're going to say exactly what that person needs to hear or desires to hear or requires to hear. Trust. Trust is very, very important, Corey.
A lot of people, from my experience, they want everything to be perfect before they move forward. They want their knowledge of the product to be perfect. They want their script to be perfect. And what would you say to somebody like that? Does that even exist?
No, you're just getting in your way. You're just getting in your way. I mean, it's like too much thinking, too much being in your head, too analytical. Possibilities. The life is full of possibilities. And if you're not willing to put one foot in front of the other in faith and in trust, you're not going to allow yourself to open up the door to all the possibilities that exist. I didn't know that Cutting Edge Media was willing to come on board with me to do this UK campaign when I initially decided to open up in the UK. But that's what evolved as a result of my trust and my choices. No, people that saddle up, you know, this getting ready to get ready and having to have everything perfect never get into action.
Yeah.
Action leads to results. You've got to have the idea, the thoughts that lead to the feelings, that lead to the actions, that lead to the results. Get off this trying to have a... We don't live in a perfect world to begin with. Nothing ever is going to be perfect. If you try to make it perfect, you don't allow for the possibilities that exist to unfold themselves.
Exactly. You never give yourself the opportunity to have success because you never get started.
No.
I love what Aaron Rashkin says. He says, you need to be imperfectly perfect.
Oh, I love that. That's great. Aaron is awesome, isn't he?
He is awesome.
He is awesome.
He is absolutely awesome.
Yes.
Now, you have so many analogies and wonderful things that have stuck in my mind. You have something where you talk about coffee grinds. What's the coffee grind story?
Coffee grinds. You know what? I really am kind of a brass tacked sort of person, you know, get down to earth, both feet planted pretty well on the ground, you know, and I'm positive and I believe in having a positive script and a dream and desires and vision and so on and so forth. Those are all very, very important. But sometimes we just need to wake up and smell the coffee grinds. Not wake up and smell the roses. Wake up and smell the coffee grinds.
That would be a perfect world.
Yeah. You know, wake up and smell the coffee grinds. And one of the things I'm referring to there is that there are four deadly D's. Four deadly D's that exist. Death, divorce, disability, and downsizing. And they have no calendar, Corey. There's no calendar. We don't know when or if any of those things will ever happen to us. If they were, heaven forbid, to happen to us, we would be in a state of trauma, chaos, confusion, depression, being overwhelmed. We would probably be taken out of the game. But if we plan in advance, if we wake up and smell the coffee grinds, if we acknowledge the fact that these possibilities also exist in our world, then if they should, we have plan B in place, ready to flow forward. Corey, how would you like to be able to, if your mother were to get very ill, go spend a year or two with her, taking care of her 24/7? If you have that plan in place, and you've taken care of your enterprise and built your enterprise, that gives you the true freedom to be able to do those sorts of things. And what is freedom, Corey? Freedom is choices. Choices. It's not about the money that we create through, you know, being successful and prosperous and abundant. It is the freedom that we create, the choices that we're now able to have. Like one of the things I'm able to do is I'm going to be able to take my five-year-old grandbaby on the cruise to the Mexican Riviera, which is a choice that I would not have been able to make had I not built and developed my enterprise. Kind of got a little off the track there, but wake up and smell the coffee grinds, get your game plan together, prepare your life for the unexpected, and then if the unexpected were to hit you, life will flow more smoothly for you, and you won't be taking it out of the game of life.
And one thing I think I could just throw in here is that the unexpected is going to happen. You can expect the unexpected. You can count on it. The only thing that's constant in life is change. And so, by the way, Barbara, I know you were talking about the New School Cruise that we do every year.
You can go
to newschoolcruise.com. So in preparation for the unexpected, what are some of the things? Because, you know, I know that there's some people that say, well, you know, they use the term gurus or something like that. That maybe there's a lot of great trainers in Zengo. There's no doubt about it. But my philosophy is, I like to expose the organization to a lot of different trainers, a lot of them outside trainers, because some of them are so gifted and talented. That's what they do for a living. People pay them a lot of money because they're so good at it. And I know that I'm a student of many of the outside trainers. Jim Rohn is an outside trainer that a lot of people get their information from. So how can attending some of these events that are taking place all over the country, all over the world, in fact, Jeffrey Combs just went to Australia and there's stuff going on. How can that help people prepare themselves for this unexpected and also obviously at the same time allow them to just explode their organization like you have?
Well, let me start off with kind of addressing that guru aspect and being trained only with trainers within the Zengo organization. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, Corey, that's fear-based, and I don't believe in fear to begin with. The fear of exposing people to someone or someone else outside Zengo enterprise is fear-based, and that is false evidence appearing real. When you're working in fear, you're limiting your possibilities right there just by the fact of entertaining fear.
Sure.
And, you know, you may be the best network marketer in Zengo. That does not mean that you're automatically the best trainer. Two different things. Why wouldn't we go to a specialist? If you're going to have brain surgery, you're not going to go to a network marketer. You're going to go to a brain surgeon.
Sure.
So, you know, these people that are trainers, that is their area of specialty. And the thing is that if you aspire to be great, if you aspire for prosperity, abundance, good fortune, and a better life, then you are going to want to invest in your presence, invest in you, invest so that you have that slight edge in the Zengo enterprise, in yourself, in life. I mean, I'm all for investing in yourself. And yes, I do not want to limit my team to only training from me. I do not want to limit my team for training only within the Zengo enterprise. I am a proponent of getting training outside Zengo with Jeffrey Combs, Artemis Limpert, Ellie Drake, Dr. DeMartini, T. Harv Eker, Bob Proctor, Jim Rohn. The list goes on and on and on. And why not aspire to that greatness that lies within you? I mean, that brings me to another point, which is all God gave us all talents. It wasn't Corey, like they said, I'm going to give Corey talent and I'm going to give Barbara some talent, but I don't think I'll give Rick any talent. We'll just leave Rick out of the scenario. We're not going to give him any. That isn't how it's designed. We were all given talents. We all have a winner inside of us, laying there in some of us dormant, latent. Develop and awaken that winner, that giant within you, and let yourself go and look at the possibilities. It's exciting. It's an exciting journey.
I actually was just at the Learning Annex Wealth Expo this past weekend, and I saw Mark Burnett, who is the producer of Survivor and The Apprentice, and he talks about how he got started as a male nanny, and then he was selling t-shirts on Venice. I mean, it's an incredible story. The guy's never done network marketing, but yet it just inspired me. And also, one of the other things about it was, in that room there that day, you could talk at a certain level. And I know this goes for our industry too, because there are like-minded people. How important is it to meet and network with like-minded people at all of these events?
Oh my God, Corey, what a question. I mean, it's paramount, absolutely paramount. They say that you're only as rich as the average of your 10 closest friends.
That's a good one.
Yes. So where else do you have such direct and conscious control over who your 10 richest friends are going to be? And to be able to change that, boom, in a heartbeat.
And you don't mean rich in money.
No, I mean rich in abundance, spirit. Prosperity, spirit, yeah. You know, good fortune, intelligence, and all those things. And you're only going to be as rich as the average of your 10 closest friends. And in a heartbeat, you can change that when you go to a personal growth and development event. Because now you're with not only like-minded people that are going to support and inspire you to do more, be more, have more. But the reality is that if you've done your personal growth and development yourself, you're going to walk home with new distributors.
That's
in
right.
Your organization. Because people are going to want to follow you. I mean, where do you go look for a network marketer? At the local bar? I don't think so. Where are you going to find a good network marketer, a seasoned personal growth and development person? At the events. It doesn't mean that you have to deliberately be there prospecting or breaking any of the rules of the industry. But the natural consequence is, if you've developed yourself, you're going to walk away with people that want to follow you and be with you.
Yeah. I know that distributors that attend, for instance, the T. Harv Eker seminars always end up attracting a couple, two, three distributors on their team.
Well, yes, not only that, but look at Aaron Rashkin. What did he find at a Jeffrey Combs event?
He found his mentor and his wife.
That's right. I mean,
this is true.
Possibilities.
Yes.
Possibilities. You just don't know what life
that's
has
right.
in store for you if you don't open up the door to possibilities and put yourself out there to grow and develop and become. Yes. Isn't that wonderful about Aaron and Sophia? That
I was
awesome.
At their both weddings. I was at their wedding in Hawaii and in on the East Coast.
Yes.
See, that's what I call freedom, right?
Yes, absolutely. Freedom.
Exactly. I mean, they couldn't be further west or further east, and yet I was able, you know, not to impress you, but just impress upon you that those, it's the little things in life. It's like you said, it's not the money, because money is just going to make you more of what you already are. If you're a jerk, you're going to be a bigger jerk. If you're
right.
a great person, you're going to be a better person, but it's to be able to do what you want to do.
Choices.
Choices.
Possibilities.
That's
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And what you can do for your children.
That's right.
Not only other people in society, not only the charitable organizations,
yeah.
but touching and assisting the ones that you love, the ones dearest to your heart. I mean, think of the things that I'm able to do that you can't even put a dollar sign on for my granddaughter now because of who I've become. My goodness, if I would have stayed the 18-year-old that I was at 18, which some people do, Corey, they become 54-year-old 18-year-olds. They never change. They're just the same jerk that they were 30 years previously. What kind of mentor, what kind of parent, what kind of leader would I have been for this little five-year-old? Not much. Not much. Not if I would have stayed the same as I was when I was 18. I wouldn't have had much to give her. And that's just the cold, hard reality, Corey.
Well, I can't wait to see Madison if she gets older and has this type of an environment to grow up in.
Oh, yeah. She says she wants to be a rock star, Corey.
Hey, I'm sure that you tell her that if that's what she wants to be, she'll be a rock star.
She wants to be a cheerleader. She's already got
every day she's got a different...
wait till she's on the cruise, Corey. She'll do her cheer for you.
Okay.
She's been practicing.
Okay. You have a few equations that you like to teach and train about. PG equals PW, for instance.
Right.
What's that one?
That is personal growth equals personal wealth. Very simple. When you develop in your personal growth, it's going to equal your personal wealth. The more personal growth you do, the more personal wealth you're going to have. When personal growth goes up, personal wealth will go up. It is proportionate with one another. So by all means, get up off your wallet, get out your credit cards, You know, get that wallet out of your purse. Don't be sitting on it.
Yeah.
Invest in you. You deserve it. And after all, take a look at a doctor or a lawyer. They went to school 4 to 8 years, went into debt hundreds of thousands of dollars. They invested in themselves. They invested in themselves, and had they not, they wouldn't be able to generate the income that they're able to generate today. Why would you think, with the kind of money we have as possibilities on the table with Zango, why would you think you don't need to invest in your education? And your education here is developing your entrepreneurship, your mind, yourself, because people are ultimately attracted to you. That's what they buy. They don't really buy the Zango product or the drink, even though it is phenomenal. They buy you. They buy your leadership. And that brings me to one other thing I want to share that I think is very important, Corey. And I believe in this to the tippy toes of my little toes, which is you can have all the knowledge that exists in all the libraries of the world. But until you become master of your thinking, you will never become master of your fate. Never. It won't happen. You've got to become master of your thinking.
This program continues on the next CD.